야돼그러니까쪽지서는찍어봐물쪽지든애쪽지서는다되나봐애쪽지니찍뭐라고쪽지든애쪽지서는니다돼예다됐어
Okay, the third question. What is the definition of Vaile Kumnaza in this system? Not looking at the note.
If I look at notes, I can get
up. Okay, you can look at your notes.
The definition of Vaile Kumnaza is a new and incontrovertible cognizer, or another way of saying the same thing as an initial or infallible cognizer.
Uh-huh. Start the That's all. Yeah, yeah. You have? Is that the name? Okay.
What
about you, sir? Oh, money
from your home? A fresh start to speak from nowhere.
Jesse?
It's not the male cognizer.
How many eliminations are there in the definition of Vaile Kumnaza?
Go ahead.
What are they? New eliminate subsequent cognizer. Incontrovertible eliminates correct assumption. And cognizer eliminates the physical sense.
Yeah.
Exactly the same. A new incontrovertible knower and the subsequent eliminating assumption and eliminating senses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 但这是对答案这是前面请你前面请你是这样全都是有的
What are the three eliminations? 아마 그건 되어있는 것 같아요 So, you have a question? Bhaiva Shikha says the sense power is consciousness. So Bhaiva Shikha is usually non-Buddhists who just converted into a Buddhist. So they still carry some of the non-Buddhist views. So they're saying that sense power is consciousness is a non-Buddhist view.
너대비따와서내도되는남았남의따와문에도맞았더니쇼르베따와내게한말이
So when they reach the Sautantika school, there's only the Buddhist view. There's no mixing with the mixing of the non-Buddhist views.
The
mind that correctly understands Buddhist scripture as a valid source of understanding. From the three, there's direct perception, inference, and Buddhist scripture. Okay, so explain it again. The mind that understands Buddhist scripture as a valid source of direct perception. That mind, is that an inferential valid cognizer? And if it is, which one is it?
Okay. 말하자면 먼저 더 기술하게 되는 숨샤성 성모선 세마도 제발 세마도 되는 가서 상계 용식을 세바 숨샤성 성.
되죠.
되죠 말아.
네. 나자다 가서 우도 제발 잡이 제발 이시 제발.
또 숨가 돼 이시 제발 해봐. 이시 제발. So that is not there is only two, direct and inferential. In the inferential there are three. So the last one which is the belief, yes. Inferential corner through belief is the is the mind that knows the Buddha's instruction. Okay. So that's the inferential cognizer through belief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you say you understand that because Buddha said it. You say it is like this because Buddha said it.
That's not the question. The question is the mind that has faith in Buddhist scripture.
Yeah, so that is
no the mind that says that I believe that Buddhist scripture is valid.
Uh-huh.
Not the one
which understands, okay.
Not the particular object of faith within scripture.
그러나 성경이 끝까지 연발했어요. 삼불에서 삼고야 삼지어라. 이 삼고야 삼지어라. 어디 삼코나스가 오네. 이 삼지 뒤 잡아줘라. 이게 가르쳐 숨어서 삼아내 제발 삼아내.
대신에도 뭐 이지 이지래 이지래. 내 거기서 권한 건 염려 못 되는 나불 맞아. 나도 그 이지 때 가서 내를 때 말해서 나도 말해.
That's just a belief. Just a belief, and it depends on the person's experience. Can't tell.
It's just a question. Would the Buddha himself, or one who achieves Buddhahood, have direct mystic knowledge of what's in the scriptures? Would he be a mystic, direct mystic cognizer? The Buddha?
What mystic?
Yogi. Would the Buddha himself be a direct mystic cognizer?
Yogi.
A Buddha or a yogi?
Yogi, yeah. Yogi,
the. Buddha himself, you mean?
Nanjaba. Because there was.
Sanjay Koram, Nanjaba, some of the guys.
Sanjay Koram, Nanjaba, the man is. Sanjay Koram, Yula, Nanjaba, the Yuan is.
But you don't say Buddha himself is a direct perceiver. But Buddha has a direct perceiver. Or a direct yogi perceiver, or a direct mystic perceiver.
Buddha
has it. But Buddha is not that.
But Buddha is not that?
Buddha is not that, but Buddha has it. Like, I have a mind, but I'm not a mind.
Okay,
right.
You have a mind, but you are not mind. Like that.
Okay. So, why are some things in the scriptures occult, that were hidden, or if you take it by most occult, why not give over to direct mystic perception? You know what I'm saying? The things that are hidden in the scriptures, they're taken on belief. So it's on belief until you have yogic perception.
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
가서 신도 고주들더라. 신도 고주들 답변하는 거죠. 무슨 답과 문제가 무슨 말이야? 답변에 이게 맞아. 나중 무슨 게 도바터도 되네. 나중 무슨 도바터도 되네. 대도 되는 거죠. 가서 그런 게 문제 대시해도 그랬어.
문제도 나중에 가서 또 뭐 마동 해서 소주집에 있는 거 시토 그랬어. 제발 소주집에 있는 거 시에 걸어.
말 맞다. 나 그때 농장에 다 죄송하죠라.
그때 너 참아 이거.
노츠마이가
단다 똑똑한 거지 제바오 똑똑 시행을 하지 제바 시행을 제바오 똑똑한 또배 똑똑한 맞는 무슨 똑똑 말했어 무슨 또배 똑똑한 소리
Yes, you can have a direct perceiver, can have the direct perception at that level when you reach there. You know, you can understand it directly without having to, you know, refer to a text or without having to apply a reason. You can understand it directly. But now here, when we in this text, we're talking about the example of the inferential cognizer. So for inferential cognizer, we have to have some kind of reason to understand things. You know, and if you can understand it directly, then it's not an inferential cognizer, it is a direct perceiver. Right? So that the reason, here we are discussing about the inferential cognizer, mm-hmm. So for that, you have to give a reason. You know, so the reason could be a scripture, because you said in the scripture, that's why it's like this, you know, so you can say that.